These days, we plug in everything. Phones, flashlights, cameras, sometimes even our cars. We keep recharging them because with electricity, you either use it or lose it unless you store it in a battery.
The electric grid is the only supply chain in the world where you need to generate electricity and consume it at the exact same time.
That is Judith Judson, Commissioner of the Massachusetts Department of Energy Resources. By 2020, the department is requiring electric utilities in the state to procure large-scale storage systems for some of the electricity they generate. Just how much is yet to be decided, and what technology they use is up to them. This morning, our Bostonomics series, Storage, the Search for the Renewable Energy Holy Grail, has a look at a liquid battery that could offer unlimited capacity. Here's WBUR senior reporter Bruce Gellerman.
If beauty is in the eye of the beholder, you can see it by the truckload parked behind an Army Reserve building in Devens. Inside two 53-foot-long shipping containers are huge tanks filled with the element named after the Scandinavian god of beauty. Vanadium.
The vanadium, the beautiful part about it is the liquid changes color. It's like a rainbow. It goes through as you charge it, it changes. We can actually tell charge state by the color of the liquid.
David View is interim CEO of Ionics Energy. Here at Devens, the Woburn-based company has been testing a novel kind of battery for the military that stores energy in liquid form.
This was an early system that the Army wanted to do to begin to understand from a microgrid standpoint, how could they get an independent energy capability? Could you get something that would allow them to get separated from the grid?
The answer is yes. For the U.S. Army, which is one of the largest consumers of energy in the world, the ability to always have access to electricity is a matter of national security.
This battery system is getting energy that comes in off of the grid, and it stores the energy in off hours and then allows it to deliver it during peak times, and you can actually provide enough energy to run the entire facility off of this. You can run the meter backwards.
You'll see inside, we have these huge storage tanks, which basically hold all the electrolyte, and that's obviously the magic to the system.
Field engineer Michael McNeely demonstrates the mechanics of the Vionics energy storage system. The giant tanks contain vanadium in a solution of weak sulfuric acid. The liquid, or electrolyte, allows the flow of the electrical charge between tanks.
We take that electrolyte, we bring it in with pumps and push it up through the stacks, and then just kind of let it fall back into the tanks through the top.
The electrochemical vanadium redox reaction, capable of storing grid-size energy, is hard to explain. Just ask this guy.
It provides multi-megawatt energy storage solutions using, and I have no idea what this is, vanadium redox fuel cells. That's one of the coolest things I've ever said out loud.
Want to hear something even cooler? The flow battery just might transform the nation's energy supply. Secretary of Energy Ernie Moniz says his department has invested tens of millions of dollars funding the novel design in its search for the energy storage holy grail.
Flow batteries is one of the most interesting directions for storage because, you know, roughly speaking, the energy is stored outside the battery rather than inside the battery.
If you need to store more energy, just add more big tanks filled with the electrolyte.
Energy storage is a game changer if we get the cost down. One principal reason is to be able to manage the variability of wind and solar.
High-capacity, rechargeable batteries make it possible to store renewable energy when the wind is blowing and the sun is shining, and release electricity when they're not, to even out fluctuations in supply and demand.
The beautiful part about this is there is no degradation. It's a chemical reaction, 100% reversible.
And CEO David View says the Vionics storage system can recharge and run for decades, and vanadium is environmentally safe. The electrolyte is 70% water.
This is the beginning. What you're seeing here is an opportunity when you think about Massachusetts and New England and the availability of power and say, well, what have you got? If you've got offshore wind at relatively large scale, you can create energy around the clock. Think of it as a power plant, but without the fossil fuel.
The Vionics storage system puts the search for the renewable energy holy grail within sight, except for one thing, the cost.
It's about $400 per kilowatt hour for a DC system. And that's going to go down by a third over the next few years.
Still, that's nearly three times the cost the Energy Department has set as the Renewable Energy Storage Holy Grail. But according to David View, if you spread out the Vionics upfront costs over decades and attach the system to a solar farm, the redox flow battery will be able to store and generate electricity at half the price of burning diesel. And says View, the core components, tanks, controls, and energy conversion system are future-proof.
As new technologies develop that have alternative chemistries, they can be deployed in systems like this. But the one that works today and works really well, that's this. Vanadium. It's proven. It works.
What one day may work even better is in the works at a lab at Harvard University. Tomorrow, our search for the renewable energy storage holy grail takes us there as scientists experiment with organic chemical compounds like rhubarb.
The function of these molecules in rhubarb is to store and transfer energy.
The press picked up on that and called it a rhubarb battery. We prefer to call it an organic mega flow battery.
Call it what you want, novel batteries based on the chemistry of the natural world could change the future of our world. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.